The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 421.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a fitness trainer and also a recreational marathoner, so I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Virginia Lee. Virginia, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Hi, Sheena. I am a Toronto area fitness trainer. I've been at this job for the last 14 years. I love it. And as part of being a fitness trainer and motivating other people to get to their particular goals, I'm working towards a long-term fitness goal that is running 50 marathons by the age of 50.
Wow, that's quite a goal. How many have you done so far?
I've run 41 full marathons.
So you're almost there.
I'm almost there.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And Virginia, what's your cultural background?
I am a Canadian Chinese girl.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote would really be that, you know, it's not about what you look like. It's about what you do.
Thanks for sharing that. Because I know a lot of us, especially as women, we're so, you know, I'm concerned with our looks, not realizing, like, you know, we have to start working from the inside so that, you know, it matches what we feel on the outside. And this is a great quote that you mentioned. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I define for myself self-confidence, the ability to not think about what we look like and just do what you know you want inside. Because at the end of the day, only you know what you want to do with your life and with your body and your mind. But if you sometimes stop and think about what it looks like, you will inhibit yourself. So I always say, think about what your movement is, what it is that you want, and just go for it. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Thanks for sharing that. I know sometimes we feel like, you know, we expect this one path, not realizing, like, you know, it might not go that way, and that's fine. And maybe it's not supposed to go that way and it can go another way. And just because it may look bleak, something good always comes out of it. So I really like that you mentioned that, you know, just going for it no matter what it looks like. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
My life before that was, before I became a fitness trainer and before I became more devoted to marathoning and running, I was just an average mid-20-year-old girl that was, you know, going through the paces, working her job, not loving her job, not very confident about myself. I would often go to the gym and, you know, always aspire to be someone else and to be someone else, something that I wasn't. And eventually when I found out that I could run, I just kind of went with that, and I don't think about what other people look like anymore. I don't think about what other people think of me anymore. I just worry about me being able to do the things I want to do. And that builds my confidence.
You know, I think this is something we all go through, right? Especially when you work a job, especially a job that you don't love, right? A job that you hate. Like, you feel like there's something more out there. You know there's something more out there, but you still kind of like do it because you follow what everyone else is doing. And you know, what propelled you to like go and start running, especially creating a goal like running 50 marathons? Was there like an aha moment in your life when you realized, like, you know, you just went ahead and did it?
I started running marathons not because I ever exactly had a goal for it, to be honest with you. I was running long distances on my own, and I luckily had a mentor that just persuaded me to try something different and to get a little outside my comfort zone. And from the time he encouraged me to run races, it took about 2 years. It took some time for me to get out there and sign up for a race and not worry about what everyone else is thinking and not worry about being the last one to the finish line. Once I realized I could do one, I quickly realized the second one wasn't a problem. And then, you know, it became something for me to do, and I enjoyed it. The particular goal of running 50 by 50 was actually as a result of a magazine feature with Women's Health, and they were looking for someone that was, because I went in a feature in 2006, and they asked me for a goal. And at that point, I had run, I think, 14 or 15 marathons, and I was in my early 30s. And I thought, well, I really should give myself a goal. I never even thought I'd run 14 marathons at that point. And then I said, well, I'm 33. It's too quick to run 40 marathons by 40. So let's try 50 by 50. And that became my goal. The women's health feature came through, and this is what I've been working on since.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, I like how you mentioned if you can do one, you can do another one. And I think people forget that, right? Like if you can do it once, you can always do it again and again and again. And I know the first time might be the hardest, but I mean, it gets easier. Well, I think, I don't know if running 40 marathons for you, I'm sure it gets a little bit easier, but you know, that's amazing, right? Like no one would ever think, you know, well, maybe I could run 50 marathons by the time I turn 50. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I'm 50. I don't think I can do it.
Yes, but you can't think of it. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, and I understand as well, things change. And that's actually why I rushed trying to get done way before 50, because things do happen in life. And I feel good now. So I thought I'll just go for it. And I'll do the best I can. And it's been a great path. And I've met so many amazing people, amazing women as a result of this path, I won't lie.
And you know, because of this, like, what's your life been like now?
I feel very blessed. I'm very active. I love the job I'm in right now. I do attribute my confidence as a result of running is a big reason why I was able to leave the job I didn't love before, because I realized, you know, if I can accomplish this, I can get out of this job. There has to be a way to find a job that I love. And again, gratefully, I found it, and I feel very lucky to be around people that encourage me and support me in my goals. And in turn, I'm able to support them in their particular goals too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
To not listen to those voices, to not hear other people say, no, you can't, no, you shouldn't, to hear that inside voice that only you know you have inside, and just go with it. Like, just have confidence and work towards that goal, and never, never, ever lose that voice. Never lose that voice.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I am on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm not a great social media person, but I do try to, you know, submit something daily or weekly. I'm on Instagram as On The Verge, O-N-T-H-E-V-I-R-G-E, my name, and on Facebook, Virginia Lee.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Virginia, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Virginia's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Virginia today for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Virginia.
Thank you, Sheena. It's my pleasure. It's my honor.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.